Chapter 12. Tanchico or the Tower. Elaine drew a ragged, relieved breath as Egwene finally stirred and opened her eyes. At the foot of the bed, Avienda's features lost their tinge of frustration and anxiety, and she flashed a quick smile that Egwene returned. The candle had burned past the mark minutes ago. It seemed an hour.
"You would not wake up," Elaine said unsteadily. "I shook you and shook you, but you would not wake."
She gave a small laugh.
"Oh, Egwene, you even frightened Avienda."
Egwene put a hand on her arm and squeezed reassuringly.
"I am back now."
She sounded tired, and she had sweated her shift through.
"I suppose I had reason to stay a little longer than we planned. I will be more careful next time, I promise."
Nynaeve returned the pitcher of water to the washstand vigorously, sloshing some out. She had been on the point of throwing it in Egwene's sleeping face. Her features were composed, but the pitcher rattled the washbowl, and she let the spilled water drip to the carpet.
"Was it something you found? Or was it...
Egwene, if the world of dreams can hold on to you in some way, maybe it is too dangerous until you learn more. Maybe the more often you go, the harder it is to come back. Maybe... I don't know. But I do know we cannot risk letting you become lost."
She crossed her arms under her breasts, ready for an argument.
"I know," Egwene said, very close to meekly.
Elaine's eyebrows shot up. Egwene was never meek with Nynaeve. Anything but.
Egwene struggled off the bed, refusing Elaine's help, and made her way to the washstand to bathe her face and arms in the relatively cool water. Elaine found a dry shift in the wardrobe while Egwene pulled off her sodden one.
"I met a wise one, a woman named Amis."
Egwene's voice was muffled until her head popped out of the top of the new shift.
"She said I should come to her to learn about Tel Iron Riod, at some place in the waste called Cold Rock's Hold."
Elaine had caught a flicker of Avienda's eye at the mention of the wise one's name.
"Do you know her, Amis?"
The Aiel woman's nod could only be described as reluctant.
"A wise one. A dreamwalker. Amis was far Darais Mai until she gave up the spear to go to Roydeen."
"A maiden?" Egwene exclaimed. "So that's why she..."
"No matter.
She said she is at Roydeen now. Do you know where this Cold Rock's Hold is, Avienda?"
"Of course. Cold Rock's is Ruark's Hold. Ruark is Amis's husband. I visit there sometimes. I used to. My sister-mother, Lian, is sister-wife to Amis."
Elaine exchanged confused glances with Egwene and Nynaeve. Once Elaine had thought she knew a good bit about Aiel, all learned from her teachers in Camelin, but she had discovered since meeting Avienda how little she did know. Customs and relationships all were a maze. First sisters meant having the same mother, except that it was possible for friends to become first sisters by making a pledge before wise ones. Second sisters meant your mothers were sisters. If your fathers were brothers, you were father sisters, and not considered as closely related as second sisters. After that, it truly grew bewildering.
"What does sister-wife mean?" she asked hesitantly.
"That you have the same husband." Avienda frowned at the way Egwene gasped, and Nynaeve's eyes opened as wide as they would go. Elaine had been half expecting the answer, but she still found herself fussing with skirts that were perfectly straight.
"This is not your custom?" the Aiel woman asked.
"No," Egwene said faintly. "No, it is not."
"But you and Elaine care for one another as first sisters. What would you have done had one of you been unwilling to step aside for Randall Thor? Fight over him? Let a man damage the ties between you? Would it not have been better if you both had married him, then?"
Elaine looked at Egwene. The thought of... could she have done such a thing? Even with Egwene? She knew her cheeks were red. Egwene merely looked startled.
"But I wanted to step aside," Egwene said.
Elaine knew the remark was as much for her as for Avienda, but the thought would not go away.
Had Min had a viewing? What would she do if Min had? If it's Berylaine, I will strangle her and him too. If it has to be someone, why couldn't it be Egwene? Light, what am I thinking? She knew she was becoming flustered, and to cover it, she made her voice light. You sound as if the man has no choice in the matter. He can say no, Avienda said, as if it were obvious. But if he wishes to marry one, he must marry both when they ask. Please take no offense, but I was shocked when I learned that in your lands, a man can ask a woman to marry him. A man should make his interest known, then wait for the woman to speak. Of course, some women lead a man to see where his interest lies, but the right of the question is hers. I do not really know very much of these things. I have wanted to be Far Daris Mai since I was a child. All I want in life is the spear and my spear sisters, she finished quite fiercely.
No one is going to try to make you marry, Egwene said soothingly.
Avienda gave her a startled look. Nynaeve cleared her throat loudly. Elaine wondered if she had been thinking about Lan. There were certainly hard spots of color in her cheeks. I suppose, Egwene, Nynaeve said in a slightly too energetic voice, that you did not find what you were looking for, or you would have said something by now.
I found nothing, Egwene replied regretfully.
But Amys said, Avienda, what sort of woman is Amys? The Aiel woman had taken up a study of the carpet.
Amys is hard as the mountains and pitiless as the sun, she said without looking up. She is a dreamwalker. She can teach you. Once she lays her hands on you, she will drag you by the hair toward what she wants. Ruark is the only one who can stand up to her. Even the other wise ones step carefully when Amys speaks, but she can teach you.
Egwene shook her head. I meant, would being in a strange place unsettle her, make her nervous? Being in a city? Would she see things that weren't there?
Avienda's laugh was a short, sharp sound.
Nervous? Waking to find a lion in her bed would not make Amys nervous. She was a maiden, Egwene, and she has grown no softer, you can be sure of it.
What did this woman see? Nynaeve asked.
It wasn't something she saw exactly, Egwene said slowly. I think not seeing.
She said Tanchico had an evil in it, worse than men could make, she said. That could be the Black Aja.
Don't argue with me, Nynaeve, she added in a firmer voice. Dreams have to be interpreted. It very well could be.
Nynaeve had begun frowning as soon as Egwene mentioned evil in Tanchico, and her frown turned to a heated glare when Egwene told her not to argue. Sometimes Elaine wanted to shake both women. She stepped in quickly before the older woman could erupt.
It very well could be, Egwene. You did find something, more than Nynaeve or I thought you could. Didn't she, Nynaeve? Don't you think so?
It could be, Nynaeve said grudgingly.
It could be.
Egwene did not sound happy about it. She took a deep breath.
Nynaeve is right. I have to learn what I'm doing. If I knew what I should, I would not have had to be told about the evil. If I knew what I should, I could have found the very room Leandrin is staying in, wherever she is. Amys can teach me. That is why I have to go to her.
Go to her? Nynaeve sounded appalled. Into the waste?
Avienda can take me right to this cold rock's hold.
Egwene's look, half defiant, half anxious, darted between Elaine and Nynaeve.
If I was certain they were in Tanchico, I wouldn't let you go alone, if you decide to. But with Amys to help me, maybe I can find out where they are. Maybe I can... That is just it. I do not even know what I'll be able to do, only that I am certain it will be far more than I can now. It isn't as if I will be abandoning you. You can take the ring with you. You know the stone well enough to come back here in Telairun Riad. I can come to you in Tanchico. Whatever I learn from Amys, I can teach you. Please say you understand. I can learn so much from Amys, and then I can use it to help you. It will be as if all three of us had been trained by her. A dreamwalker. A woman who knows. Leandrin and the rest of them will be like children. They won't know a quarter of what we do. She chewed her lip, one pensive bite. You don't believe I'm running out on you, do you? If you do, I won't go.
Of course you must go, Elaine told her. I will miss you, but no one promised us we could stay together until this was done.
But the two of you, going alone, I should go with you. If they really are in Tanchico, I should be with you.
Nonsense, Nynaeve said briskly. Training is what you need. That will do us far more good in the long run than your company to Tanchico. It isn't even as if we know any of them are in Tanchico. If they are, Elaine and I will do very well together, but we could arrive and find that this evil is no more than the war after all. The Light knows war should be evil enough for anyone. We may be back in the tower before you are. You must be careful in the Waste, she added in a practical tone. It is a dangerous place. Avienda, you will look after her?
Before the Aiel woman could open her mouth, there was a knock at the door, followed immediately by Moiraine. The Aes Sedai took them in with one sweeping look that weighed, measured, and considered them and what they had been doing, all without the twitch of an eyelid to suggest her conclusion.
Joya and Amiko are dead, she announced.
Was that the reason for the attack, then? Nynaeve said. All that to kill them? Or perhaps to kill them if they could not be freed? I'm sure Joya was so confident because she expected rescue. She must have been lying after all. I never trusted her repentance.
Not the main purpose, perhaps, Moiraine replied. The captain very wisely kept his men to their posts in the dungeons during the attack. They never saw a single Trolloc or Murdral, but they found the pair dead after, each with her throat rather messily cut, after her tongue had been nailed to her cell door.
She might as well have been speaking of having a dress mended.
Elaine's stomach heaved leadenly at the detached description.
I would not have wanted that for them. Not like that. The Light illumined their souls.
They sold their souls to the Shadow long ago, Egwene said roughly. She had both hands pressed to her stomach, though.
How was it done, Grey Men?
I doubt even Grey Men could have managed that, Moiraine said dryly. The Shadow has resources beyond what we know, it seems.
Yes.
Egwene smoothed her dress and her voice.
If there was no attempt at rescue, it must mean they were both telling the truth. They were killed because they talked.
Or to stop them from it, Nynaeve added grimly. We can hope they do not know that those two told us anything. Perhaps Joya did repent, but I'll not believe it.
Elaine swallowed, thinking of being in a cell, having your face pressed to the door so your tongue could be pulled out and... She shivered, but made herself say, They might have been killed simply to punish them for being captured.
She left out her thought that the killing might have been to make them believe whatever Joya and Amiko had said. They had enough doubts about what to do as it was.
Three possibilities, and only one says the Black Aja knows they revealed a word. Since all three are equal, the chances are that they do not know.
Egwene and Nynaeve looked shocked.
To punish them? Nynaeve said incredulously.
They were both tougher than she in many ways. She admired them for it. But they had not grown up watching the maneuverings at court in Camelin, hearing tales of the cruel way Kyrianen and Tyrans played the games of houses.
I think the Black Aja might be less than gentle with failure of any kind, she told them. I can imagine Leandrin ordering it. Joya surely could have done it easily.
Moiraine eyed her briefly, a reassessing look.
Leandrin, Egwene said, her tone absolutely flat. Yes, I can imagine Leandrin or Joya giving that command.
You did not have much longer to question them in any case, Moiraine said. They would have been shipbound by midday tomorrow.
A hint of anger touched her voice. Elaine realized Moiraine must see the Black Sisters' deaths as an escape from justice.
I hope you reach some decision soon, Tanchico or the Tower.
Elaine met Nynaeve's eyes and gave a slight nod. Nynaeve nodded back more assertively before turning to the Aes Sedai.
Elaine and I will be going to Tanchico as soon as we can find a ship. A fast ship, I hope. Egwene and Avienda will be going to Cold Rock's Hold in the Aiel Waste.
She gave no reasons, and Moiraine's eyebrows rose.
"Jolien can take her," Avienda said into the momentary silence. She avoided looking at Egwene.
"Or Sefela, or Bane and Chiad. I have a thought to go with Elaine and Nynaeve. If there is war in this Tan Chico, they have need of a sister to watch their backs."
"If that is what you want, Avienda," Egwene said slowly. She looked surprised and hurt, but no more surprised than Elaine. She had thought the two of them were becoming friends.
"I am glad you want to help us, Avienda, but you should be the one to take Egwene to Coldrock's Hold."
"She is going neither to Tan Chico nor Coldrock's Hold," Moiraine said, taking a letter from her pouch and unfolding the pages. "This was placed in my hand an hour gone. The young Aiel man who brought it told me it was given to him a month ago before any of us reached Tyr, yet it is addressed to me by name at the Stone of Tyr." She glanced at the last sheet. "Avienda, do you know Amis of the Nine Valleys Sept of the Tardad Aiel? Bear of the Hydo Sept of the Sharad Aiel? Melaine of the Girad Sept of the Goshien Aiel? And Siana of the Black Cliff Sept of the Nakai Aiel?" They signed it.
"They are all wise ones, Aes Sedai. All dreamwalkers."
Avienda's stance had shifted to wariness, though she did not seem aware of it. She looked ready to fight or flee.
"Dreamwalkers," Moiraine mused. "Perhaps that explains it. I have heard of dreamwalkers."
She turned to the second page of the letter. "Here is what they say about you. What they said, perhaps, before you had even decided to come to Tyr. There is among the maidens of the spear in the Stone of Tyr a willful girl called Avienda of the Nine Valleys Sept of the Tardad Aiel. She must now come to us. There can be no more waiting or excuses. We will await her on the slopes of Chaendare, above Ruidine. There is more about you, but mainly telling me that I must see you come to them without delay. They issue commands like the Amarlin, these wise ones of yours." She made a vexed sound, which brought Elaine to wonder if the wise ones had tried issuing commands to the Aes Sedai, too. Not very likely, and unlikely to be successful if tried. Still, something about that letter irritated the Aes Sedai.
"I am far Darais Mai," Avienda said angrily. "I do not go running like a child when someone calls my name. I will go to Tan Chico if I wish."
Elaine pursed her lips thoughtfully. This was something new from the Aiel woman. Not the anger. She had seen Avienda angry before, if not quite to this degree, but the undertone. She could call it nothing but sulkiness. That seemed as unlikely as Lan being sulky, but there it was. Egwene heard it too. She patted Avienda's arm.
"It's all right. If you want to go to Tan Chico, I'll be pleased that you are protecting Elaine and Nynaeve."
Avienda gave her a truly miserable look. Moiraine shook her head only slightly, but still deliberate.
"I showed this to Ruark."
Avienda opened her mouth, her face irate, but the Aes Sedai raised her voice and went on smoothly.
"As the letter asks me to. Only the part concerning you, of course. He seems quite determined that you will do as the letter asks.
As it orders.
I think it wisest to do as Ruark and the wise ones wish, Avienda. Do you not agree?"
Avienda stared around the room wildly, as at a trap.
"I am far Darais Mai," she muttered, and strode for the door without another word.
Egwene took a step, half raising a hand to stop her, then let it fall as the door banged shut.
"What did they want with her?" she demanded of Moiraine. "You always know more than you let on. What are you holding back this time?"
"Whatever the wise one's reason," Moiraine said coolly, "it is surely a matter between Avienda and them. If she wished you to know, she would have told you."
"You cannot stop trying to maneuver people," Nynaeve said bitterly. "You're maneuvering Avienda into something now, aren't you?"
"Not I. The wise ones. And Ruark."
Moiraine folded the letter, returning it to her belt pouch with a touch of acerbity in her manner. She can always say no to him. A clan chief is not the same as a king, as I understand Aiel ways.
Can she?
Elaine asked. Ruark reminded her of Gareth Breen. The captain general of her mother's royal guards had seldom put his foot down, but when he did, not even Morgaze could bring him around, short of a royal command. There would be no command from the throne this time, not that Morgaze had ever issued one to Gareth Bryn when he had decided he was right, now that Elaine thought of it. And without one, she expected that Avienda was going to the slopes of Chaendare, above Ruidine.
At least she can journey with you, Egwene. Amys can hardly meet you at Cold Rock's Hold if she plans to wait for Avienda at Ruidine. You can go to Amys together.
But I do not want her to, Egwene said sadly. Not if she doesn't want to.
Whatever anyone wants, Nynaeve said. We have work to do. You will need many things for a trip into the waste, Egwene. Lan will tell me what. And Elaine and I must make preparations to sail for Tanchico. I suppose we can find a ship tomorrow, but that means deciding what to pack tonight.
There is a ship of the Atha'an Mier at the docks in the Mola, Moraine told them. A raker. There are no ships faster.
You did want a fast ship. Nynaeve gave a grudging nod.
Moraine, Elaine said. What is Rand going to do now? After this attack, will he start the war you want?
I do not want a war, the Aes Sedai replied. I want what will see him alive to fight Tarmon Gaiden. He says he will tell us all what he means to do tomorrow.
The smallest frown creased her smooth forehead. Tomorrow we will all know more than we do tonight. Her departure was abrupt.
Tomorrow, Elaine thought. What will he do when I tell him? What will he say? He has to understand.
Determinedly, she joined the other two to discuss their preparations.